Welcome to another worldwide Godcast of universal uttering. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Kurz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew as we remain in chapter 11 and we turn to verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden light. Just a brief, short passage today in the Gospel of Matthew. It presents one of the most comforting invitations from Jesus that he ever gave. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Here, Jesus extends his arms to those who are overwhelmed by life's challenges, offering solace and relief. He speaks of a yoke, an agricultural tool used to join two animals together for work. When he invites us to take his yoke upon us, he is urging us to enter into a partnership with him. The phrase, "Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart," holds profound significance. Meekness does not imply weakness. Rather, it reflects a gentle strength and a willingness to serve. Jesus, in his humility, demonstrated that true power lies in selflessness and compassion. He invites us not only to share in his burdens, but to adopt his attitudes and ways of living. To take his yoke means to embrace his teachings and ways. In doing so, we align ourselves with his purpose, discovering that his path is not one of oppression, but of liberation. The yoke symbolizes a shared load, a life guided by his wisdom and love. Through this partnership, burdens become lighter, for we are never alone in our struggles. Jesus promises that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. This doesn't mean life will be devoid of challenges, but that with him by our side, we can navigate those challenges with grace and strength. When we learn from him, we become more equipped to face life's trials, finding peace in the knowledge that he walks with us. This passage encapsulates the heart of Jesus' message, an invitation to rest, learn, and grow in a relationship with him, marked by love and humility. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. And we pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue, and we pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Kurz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Matthew 11. It's verses 28 through 30. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, I am meek and humble of heart. Come to me, weary hearts and souls in strife. Lay down your burdens, find renewal of life. In the depths of your struggle, I offer relief, a gentle embrace in your moments of grief. Take my yoke upon you, the Savior calls clear, a bond forged in love, casting out every fear. Together we'll journey through trials and pain. With each step beside you, the sun breaks the rain. For I am meek with a humble heart. In every heaviness, I'll play my part. Learn of my ways, precious truths I'll impart. A path paved in kindness, a chance for a fresh start. The yoke that I give is easy and light, a shared load of grace guiding through the night. In the stillness, you'll find the strength to go on. As I walk hand in hand, the dawn brings a new song. So come, weary traveler, bring all that you bear. In the quiet of my presence, find solace and care. Together we'll lighten the weight you possess. In the heart of my love, discover your rest. Amen. I'm Thomas Shokruz Wiggins. It's July 17th, 2025. And we're recording this morning at 4:36 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today, it's 7-11, as we often do. A good friend of mine once said, Universal Utterings, oh, thank heavens for Universal Utterings. In the days, love of Jesus. Amen. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. My beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. We have an awesome day planned in the Lord as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. We close, my beautiful friends across the world, as we say good morning and have a wonderful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you. As we close, in Jesus' name, praying for my brother-in-law, Johnny. He had a silent heart attack, and I think he's still in the hospital. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you, Johnny, as we pray for you each day. In Jesus' sweet name. God bless you.